Welcome to this third step of creating a plan for summer so that the summer feels to you like joy and success, and it feels like joy and success to the other members of the family too. There are ways to plan so that you don't feel like you're just a servant of everyone else, but rather everybody contributes and we all get to have some of our hopes and dreams fulfilled this summer. The allowing yourself to dream, and after you're done with your own ideas and getting them solid in your head, allowing your family members to dream and holding that space with them really creates a beautiful bonding experience. But how do you do it? That's the next thing we're going to talk about today. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. I hope you have enjoyed this mini 4-step process to get your mind around a successful way to plan your summer. Now, I don't want you to be confused. The episodes where I am teaching these steps are every other episode. The odd numbers, by the way, and intermittently between these episodes are guest episodes. These solo episodes have been coming out on Mondays. So now you know. And if you missed some, especially step 1 and 2, go back and listen, and it'll set up the framework for what you're about to hear today on step 3. And there will be one more step 4, and that will be next Monday. If you found these strategies helpful, or you have questions about what did you mean when you said whatever, I want to invite you to a workshop that I will be hosting on May 13th. That is the Monday after Mother's Day. What we're going to talk about is this transition to summer. And there's a little taste of it during these last several episodes. The focal point will be why our kids don't listen or how we can get our kids to listen better. And of course, when we're transitioning into summer, we are thinking about, boy, oh boy, what can I do? Because it's really frustrating when they're not listening. So that will be the main theme, is how can we get our kids to listen? This is one component, of course, in making your summer more joyful. Having a plan that the kids have participated in after you have figured out what your goals are, that is also one thing that will help compliance this summer. And it'll increase the joy because everybody feels that they have had a part and they've been seen. It matters less that we actually execute everything somebody hopes for. It matters more that people feel like you saw them and heard them. And this matters for us as adults as well as for our children. If you have questions about any of these things that I'm saying, I will encourage you to set aside May 13th, and that would be 10 a.m. to 11:30 Central Time. So you can calculate from where it is that you are. I am Central Time. So I hope that you join me. Keep listening as the details unfold. But for now, write it in your calendar. The Language of Play workshop will be held May 13th, 10 to 11:30. You will be attending on Zoom. All right, now that you've heard about steps 1 and 2, let's embark on step 3 and come back next Monday for step 4. These are short little steps that when you do the homework, that takes a little bit of time. And it's very fun. The allowing yourself to dream. And after you're done with your own ideas and getting them solid in your head, allowing your family members to dream and holding that space with them really creates a beautiful bonding experience. But how do you do it? That's the next thing we're going to talk about today. Hello, parents. Welcome back to this next session, step 3 of preparing for a successful summer. When we think about what we've already gone over, step 1 was the preparation idea. Step 1 was you brainstorming, figuring out what you really want, what feels like summer when you think of what you want for your family, what do you want for yourself, and what do you want for your kids. The second piece talked about the individual ideas of how it is that you can plan the family and the yourself and the kids. We made sure that up until now, you have not talked to your children or other family members about what it is that they want, because what we're trying to get you to do is think about what you actually want. All right, now today is when we get to have a little bit more fun. Now that you have an idea of what it is that you want, and you have an idea in all those three categories what you want, now you get to go to your kids. You're not going to ask them what they want with the perspective of they get what they want. You go to them with the same process and you say to them, there's a few days in the summer. We can have a lot of fun. We don't have time every day to do everything, but I bet there are things you want to do. What would you love to do? What would you love to do if time was not short? What would you love to do if money didn't matter? And then start getting some ideas. You'll start hearing things like, maybe they want to learn how to ride a horse, or they want to go swimming, or play in the sand, or whatever it is. So you'll get some ideas of what it is that they want. They might say they want to go to Disney World, and maybe that's in your plan, but maybe it isn't. But you'll still get an idea of what it is that they would do if time didn't matter, if money didn't matter. Now, with little kids, you don't have to talk about time and money not mattering. They don't have a sense of time and money. But if you've got teenagers, they may well be a little hesitant to say certain things, knowing what the family budget is or isn't. So now's the fun part. You go to your kids and you start asking them, just curiosity, no judgment, no telling them yes or no. Tell them you only want to know. You're getting ideas only. Just like when you were brainstorming and I said to you that you don't get to nix ideas, you just dump them all on the page because that matters. Same thing with your kids. And you're really teaching your kids how to brainstorm. They don't know that. It doesn't really feel like brainstorming, because really what you're doing is you're getting ideas. You're getting to know what it is that they like, what is it that they want, but you are not committing to anything. You are not saying yes or no. There's no eye rolling when they come up with something like visit the moon. You would just take it in and let it be. And when you say to them, thank you for your ideas. I like your ideas. These are fun ideas. And if they say they want to ride a buggy on the moon, you can still say, that's a fun idea. Because frankly, it is. They don't have to be real. That is your next thing. And I'm only going to do a short session today too, again, because that's actually harder than you think, to withhold any kind of judgment on what it is that they're saying while you accept exactly what they're saying with that pleasant curiosity that says, that's fun. Tell me more. So have fun with that and do it with each of your kids. And maybe you'll do it with your spouse as well. All right. That's it for now. I hope you learned something and I hope you enjoyed it. And I also hope you mark your calendar for May 13th to join me on Zoom. Hey, parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take a few seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? And I'd really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community where you will meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the stroller and let's go look around to see what we have to talk about.